Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, founder of Financial Seminary, author of Look Up America, one of his many books, financialseminary.org, right? Gary, financialseminary.org?
Got it right after all these years.
I know, after all these years, you'd think I would have already done that. So, folks, I encourage you to follow Gary, financialseminary.org. He has a lot to, still has a lot to say. Gary, the... We're talking about this, do we have a stock market bubble? And, of course, as I've said for many years, Gary, Newton's law of gravity is alive and well in the marketplace. And and when things go up, they get heavy. And when they come down hard. And, you know, you and I remember 87. We remember 2000. We remember 08. And there may be another one on the coming down the road. And one of the things that I think you want to talk about is those four dangerous words that Sir John Templeton told you.
Yeah. He was very famous for the saying that the four most expensive words in the English language are, "It's different this time." And whenever I talk to people about why they're in the stock market and so on, they all tell me it's different this time. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's going to be wrong. It's going to be Alan Greenspan or John Templeton. But somebody's going to be wrong. And I'll be honest, right now, Jim, I'm betting on John, as I usually do.
Yeah.
I believe this is going to end badly. I don't know how. I don't know when. Nobody
well, I do
does.
Think it is different this time. I don't think the result will be different. I think the way this plays out will look very much like past examples, but I do think it's different. Meaning that how we got to 08 was different from 99 2000. How we're getting to this is different from 08. That part is different, but the result and the calamity, the mayhem that will result, that won't be different.
Yes, and right now, I'll be honest with you, Jim. My retirement fund is mostly in cash. But I have a good portion of it that I am betting against the stock market, especially the technology stocks again.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. There's something called a cyclically adjusted P.E. ratio. Most people have heard of price earnings ratio.
Right.
But that can throw you off because of the cycle. Stocks look cheap when the economy is the best, and that's what you don't want. So a guy named Robert Shiller, who has a Nobel Prize in economics, created this thing. And it averages over time about 15, Jim, which basically, if you reverse that, it means that if you buy a stock, you're getting a 6% return one way or the other. That's the historic norm of the stock market, because that's what the economy tends to produce. But today, it's at 37, okay? At the Great Depression in 1929, it was just at 30.
Wow.
So we're 20% higher than we were before the market crashed in 1929.
And tell us those parameters again.
In 1929, it was at 30.
All right. Remind us the parameters of that index.
Okay, you take the price earnings ratio.
Right.
Look back 7 years, whatever the average earnings are, and you come up with an average of roughly 15 over history.
Right.
But in 1929,
it got up by five points.
It was up 15 points, and it doubled.
Oh, 30. Right.
From 15 to 30. Today it's 37, so it's 20% higher than it was in 1929.
Wow.
Now, on the other hand, the mother of all bubbles was 1999, which we lived through,
right?
Because of the technology
dot bombs,
and it was
Companies were going public. Companies going public didn't even have. Then they were tech companies, but they didn't even have websites. I saw that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they didn't have a business. They didn't have any earnings. People were just throwing money at something because it was going up. And frankly, if you think about what's called the SPACs, special purpose acquisition companies, that were the rage a month or two ago, these guys were forming companies. It could be a professional athlete who had no
right. These are the equivalent. These are the equivalent of the dot bombs accounts, aren't they?
In my opinion, yes.
I agree with that.
And all these things are is a shell company that people buy into, and then whoever is running it, from an athlete to a movie star, will go out and try to find a company to purchase. So
they're potentially more a bunch of little Madoffs, aren't they?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Jim. They are regulated.
I didn't say they were. I said they potentially could be, because they got all that money with nowhere to go.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that one or two of them is going to end up another Madoff. That's just the way human nature.
Yeah.
I just don't want to cast a shadow over.
Hey, Gary, thank you for being here. Thank you for 23 great years, and we appreciate you very much. Financialseminary.org, right?
Correct.
Find out his books there. Hey, Gary, thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Jim's always been great being with you.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great Brain Trust members. I got to go for this, just for this segment. I'll be back after the break. Whatever you do, don't go away.
It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no watching them fall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.